Alan Young, professor of history at New York University, wrote yet another essay in the collection History and 9/11. But rather than inviting her to discuss what she wrote in the essay, we asked her to reflect, as a historian, on history and the events of September 11. Professor Young is the author of several books on U.S. foreign policy, including The Vietnam Wars, 1945 to 1990. She called in her response while traveling in Vermont.
When I reflect on history in September 11, what strikes me most forcefully about the subject is the absence of history. In its place, we have the self-fulfilling prophecy. Shortly after September 11, the country was instructed on the central role of Iraq in the network of terrorists who would destroy America and all the things for which it stands. 3 years later, the administration has made it come true. The war now has its justification, albeit asked backwards. Similar self-fulfilling prophecies marked the course of the Vietnam War. Early on in the Vietnam War, pundits and policymakers worried that U.S. tactics served to recruit people to the ranks of the National Liberation Front, as indeed they did. Today, pundits and policymakers express similar worries about both Afghanistan, where the Taliban is resurgent, and Iraq, and they too are correct. By 1972, North Vietnamese forces really did cross into the South in a manner that invoked memories of the Korean War. It took the policies of four U.S. administrations to achieve this end. During the Vietnam War, as today, even those pundits and policymakers who opposed the war were anxious about the bloodbath that would surely ensue if the U.S. withdrew completely, ignoring the one daily perpetrated by the presence of U.S. forces. In 1968, the Democratic Party worried that the American public remained wedded to a military victory in Vietnam, though the public itself seemed wedded only to a desire for it to end. In 2004, the Democratic Party seems convinced, in Bill Clinton's words, that the country would, quote, rather have somebody who's strong and wrong than somebody who's weak and right, end quote. And so, perhaps out of conviction, perhaps out of expediency, John Kerry challenges Bush to a contest of strength and promises not an end to the war, but a sharing of its burdens with alienated allies. For its part, when it is not creating the conditions to fulfill the history it claims impels its policies, the Bush administration is actively stifling history altogether. It has decided that history and accountability ended on September 11, 2001. The only legacy of that event is what the administration offered the country on September 12, a perpetual war against selected states deemed by Washington to be a potential threat. The compression of all categories of opposition to U.S. policies anywhere in the world into the single category, terrorist. The exchange of civil liberties for the chimera of absolute security. And, in the name of free enterprise, the increasing concentration of wealth and power in the hands of a favored few.
You've been listening to Marilyn Young, professor of history at New York University.